Check out the latest On with Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the DCUC conference here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Christy Kimball from Filene Research Institute. How are you, Christy?
I'm excellent. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. You just got out of, what, like a 2 or 3 hour workshop this morning?
I did,
that started
yes.
at, what, 7 or 8 o'clock?
I was feeling sorry for them when they came in. I was like, oh my gosh, they're like, what are we going to be doing for 3 hours? But we used all the time, which was awesome.
Good, good. So give me, well, before we get into that, how's the conference? Obviously, what brought you here was the workshop, but any expectations on the conference itself? Or?
Well, DCUC is a phenomenal partner of Filene. They sponsored our Center of Excellence for Emerging Technology, mm-hmm. and now they are a sponsor of our lab. And we were introducing the lab concept to the DCUC credit unions.
Okay.
We were also talking about some of the new tests that we are considering launching. And first of all, what a phenomenal, beautiful place to be. So
if we
didn't have that interaction, I would have tried to get invited just because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
But especially coming from Texas where it's 106 degrees and I'm like, let's just move this outside and do everything.
We could do interviews outside. It's that nice here for sure. Yeah, the temperature's just right. Right here at the base of the Rocky Mountains at the Broadmoor. Yeah, this is a pretty nice place. So share with me about what the workshop was about. Obviously, it dealt with the lab. And what did you convey to your audience this morning?
Yes. So the lab is a way for credit unions to scale innovation by testing as a group concepts. So every year, we collect ideas from different fintechs, from feedback from credit unions, from our lab sponsors themselves, and we say, what's on your mind? What do you need to learn? What can we help you figure out faster?
Yeah.
And so we pick the test and then we run them from a 6-month period, and then we report out on the results with the idea that we test things that already have some data to work on and that show promising results,
mm-hmm.
and that have the ability to scale for impact.
Okay.
And so because DCUC is a member of Filene and they sponsored the lab, we are giving the larger DCUC members access to select what gets tested,
okay.
and the opportunity for 2 of the DCUC members to actually participate in the test.
Oh, wow.
So
okay,
it was cool. Really fun. So today we spent time with probably 30 different credit unions. We talked about some of the things we're testing and got their feedback on
mm-hmm.
what they were interested in,
okay.
what they're testing in their own credit unions, and how do we help them do that more efficiently.
Okay, can you provide a couple of nuggets? I mean, we don't want to reveal names or anything like that, but can you provide a couple of nuggets for us?
So some of the top topics that people are talking about are financial well-being and how to enable that. What are some of the tools or capabilities that we can use?
Mm-hmm.
So we have some really exciting fintech providers that are doing innovative things in that space that we could potentially test.
Okay.
The second one is around AI, you know, everything AI, chatbots,
mm-hmm.
But specifically around payments as well to enable more transactions, and also some ideas around how do you offset the decline in non-interest income and what are some solutions there.
Mm-hmm.
And then our third category, which is also the launch of our new center, is Credit Union of the Future. And so looking at things like, could we do a loan on the blockchain?
Yeah.
Or how do we leverage metaverse for hybrid workspaces to create more engagement?
Mm-hmm.
So a very broad array of topics, but really good discussion of where credit unions are and what their, you know, some of their concerns.
Yeah. Gosh, each one of those is a show or a topic unto itself, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Especially the last two that you talked about, the metaverse and AI and dealing with all, oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's so amazing where this industry is going in such a short time, especially since since the pandemic, how accelerated we have been in adopting so many new things. And so, yeah, I think it's great for the industry for sure. And especially when Filene kind of stands up and backs it all and provides the research and the research and all the reports that you guys do. It just kind of proof in the pudding that this stuff is working.
Yes.
And we're ready for it.
Yes. And what I love is obviously we have amazing academics and researchers, but we find that, you know, that research is usually just a background for the network. And so having a community like DCUC or having the Filene, the lab sponsors, they get so much from each other. And so it's such an exciting thing for us to be around because so much of what we do is driven from those conversations and those insights that we hear. And so there was a really funny conversation around chat, and based on demographic, like there's an audience who really wants to chat with a chatbot, and there's an audience that does not. And so we had quite a few that I do not want to talk to any type of chatbot.
Yeah.
And I was like, the scary part though is you don't know anymore whether it really is or not. That's
got
how
that
sophisticated
right.
it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
got
it was funny.
Right.
And then the one of the younger members in the audience raised their hand and they said, just for the record, I don't love chatbots either. Like, I want to talk to a person, so.
Did that person get a standing ovation?
Yeah, everyone clapped
for
them.
Even young folks don't like it either.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Good to know. So what was the big takeaway? Or if there was, because I know it was a workshop and a lot of collaboration going on, which is what credit unions do. So was there like a big takeaway for the workshop this morning, or maybe a couple of takeaways that you wanted?
Yeah, so a couple of takeaways would be, number one, that that things are moving so fast that it can create people just wait, like really freezing in place, right? They almost don't know where to go.
Paralysis by analysis or whatever that is. Yeah.
So one of the great things is this enables people to move forward with less risk.
Okay.
And so that was, you know, that was validated in the conversation. The second thing is just the amount of care that the credit unions have for their members, not just their financial well-being, but also from a security standpoint, how much the risk is from a cybersecurity, from a identification, from privacy. And so technologies that can help enable that were a really big theme. And I think the third is just, how do we measure, right? What actually, like, we are testing all of these things, but what results, what do we want to look at to say this is successful or not?
Mm-hmm.
And having that be collective to get lots of different perspectives and points of view on how to measure it, I think that was a really valuable takeaway as well.
Wow. So it sounds like there was a lot happened in that 2.5-3 hours this morning. And what a great way to start out the day and to kind of kick off the conference as well. So very cool. So just kind of a last question here. Do you guys come back each year to the DCUC and provide that workshop? Or what's, because I knew you guys had the partnership with DCUC.
This is the first time that we've ever done the workshop because DCUC just joined the lab, which is so exciting.
Yeah.
But in the past, we embedded our event within an event. And so this is our third year at DCUC's conference. It's always an amazing conference. Mm-hmm. And we will do whatever we need to get invited back. And this lab is really new for this group. And so the reason why we think it's so important is military members are unique. They have special needs that other members don't have. And so the ability to include them in the testing so that we can make sure that they are considered and thought about and that the solutions that we come up work for this segment of the population is really powerful. And so this is such an amazing network to be able to do that. And what we're hoping is that any test that we do, we really have this view of the military experience and military, you know, whether they're dependent or, you know, retired, wherever they are in their life cycle, that these products can serve them as well. And if there's nuances to how it should be rolled out or special features that we could include, we want to make sure that we're thinking about that.
Well, it sounds like a mighty fine partnership indeed between the two organizations. And thank you for all that you guys do at Filene for the industry. I mean, it's what you guys put out there is second to none as far as quality of research and reports and all the other great things that you guys do that really kind of keep this industry part of the 90s term, on the cutting edge, if you will. So yeah, so I really appreciate your organization. It's really cool to have you guys in our back pocket, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, thank you, and thank you. I feel like this is like the source of information for people, so we always appreciate being included and to be able to tell a little bit of our story, so thank you.
You guys are always welcome. You're always welcome, Christy, as well. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your time today. I know you have a busy, busy time here, but yeah, appreciate the insights, and keep up the good work there at Filene.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.